Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
There have been rumors swirling around about Patrice Motsepe possibly getting into politics and being the successor to his brother-in-law, Cyril Ramaphosa. Now, whether or not you believe these, I guess you'd have to either know the man himself or have inside information. I don't know what to believe. But what I will tell you is I've always wondered what it is that Patrice is after. He's already got the money and he's already got the power. People say, no, he's after power. Like, he's already got the power. Money is power, whether you believe it or not. You don't need to be in politics in order to affect change, right? But it's possible that maybe he just feels like it's his duty, since there's nobody else who's stepping up, that he can possibly do a good job at this. Now, if you look at KEF, and Impol will tell us, I understand things were not going so smoothly at KEF. And now things are. So much so that he runs uncontested. Last election, he was just elected because Akomu Dumunye was like, I will contest this. And that was that. I also, though, when he was younger, he did like the limelight. And I'll give you two examples. Do you remember when Patrice presented at the Sama Awards?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did it twice.
And he used to wear those loud shirts of his.
Yeah. But that's because he was a sponsor. Mm. And then I'll tell you this. Patrice used to come with us to EMAs. Like, literally, he would fly to the EMAs and, like, chill there. I never understood that as a billionaire. But I guess maybe when he was younger, he was enamored by showbiz. I don't know. The whole thing.
Outside of that, I think when you have money, you want people to know you have money. What's the use of having this money?
No, not everyone.
I mean, case in point, with little Nazi la, who's telling everything with the money.
I don't tell you guys that.
No.
My life shows you that.
Good point.
No, I mean, I don't tell you guys that.
No, you expose your life unnecessarily. People don't. Caesar, post your lawn.
No. Let me be honest. Like, I'll say this once and I'll never say it again. If I were to expose exactly what I have, you guys' minds would be blown.
But that's what we're
so
saying.
So grass is nothing.
You hint.
But that's what we're saying. When you have money, you want people to know you have the money.
No. I'm just living my life. Now, what am I supposed to do? Oh, like, I don't post cars or anything like that.
Yeah, true though.
Yeah.
But you hint.
Anyway, so Namike, one day, I guess I'll run for president. Nah, I'm joking. God, never. But on a serious note, do you believe that Patrice is next?
I don't. And we've had a similar conversation before. I honestly don't believe that he cares so much about the presidency in this country. Because what I've observed is that he's gunning for presidency in Switzerland. And the nice thing about presidency in Switzerland is that wherever you go every 4 years, you are literally the president of that particular country where there is a World Cup. So what bigger power is there in the world than that?
Oh, you mean president of FIFA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because the way you put it, it's like he's going to be president of Switzerland.
No, headquarters.
Yeah.
And every 4 years, wherever you go, you know, you run that country. There's no bigger power than that.
There is. Changing your country, that, you know, the economy, saving an economy that, you know, seems to be dwindling and maybe will collapse one day. Changing your own people's lives through your power and influence as the president, that is way more rewarding than being a FIFA president. And if he's called upon, I believe he may heed the call.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you ended off with the call, because Mfundo, what if this is not his idea, but rather other people saying, hey, step up. And I'll tell you a little bit. I was once in Stellenbosch with some business people, and they were just praising Patrice as a person, saying, man, what an awesome guy. Don't you think he should do this? Don't you think he should do that? Business people do tend to try and convince other people that they respect to run.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth. And him running wouldn't be so far-fetched, honestly, nor is it out of the ordinary, because it's not too different from President Cyril Ramaphosa, in as much as though the difference here would be that Ramaphosa was in politics. He was a politician, a former Secretary General of the ANC. He then left to go into business only to come back into politics. So with him, if he were to run or become the president of the African National Congress and then ultimately the country if they won, the problem is, as an individual, Petrus Motsepe, his brand is great. He may be loved by many. But given our current electoral system, it becomes a problem because it's not about your brand. The vehicle to get you to presidency would be through a political party. And if you look at the ANC, there's democratic centralism. So it means you don't move as fast as you would as a businessman in addressing any issue. That you're not going to just say you need to strike now while it's still hot. There's this. You have to go through the political party. All of these ideas must be lobbied. And you really do lose your identity. So he wouldn't necessarily be the Patrice that we know now, but an ANC leader who would have to then move far too slower and sometimes express a decision and implement a decision that he probably doesn't believe in. So it's not as easy. So it's still probably the space of career politicians. And like I said, President Ramaphosa moved between politics, so it wasn't too foreign for him to come back into that space to know, Kuti, there is democratic centralism. You will implement decisions that you actually didn't believe in.
Can I say something very quickly?
Yeah.
92, Mamina. Look at you now.
And that's the thing. You end up selling your image.
Yep.
Like, why would you want to get involved in this nonsense? Very comfortably.
Because there could be business decisions that you could make, like right now, where you think as a businessman, like, this doesn't make sense. We are a country of South Africa. But because there's also the political considerations, then unfortunately you do lose brand Cyril or brand Patrice or brand Zizwe, if you want. So it's a difficult one. I don't know if it's nice for him to do that.
Well, let us know what your thoughts are then.
If and then Motsepe would run for president, it simply means nonsense. That's my take. If and then Motsepe runs for president, I know when I was and of which in it kind of might insult and might offend Ramaphosa.
That's funny. Look, let's be honest. It doesn't take a genius to see that President Cyril Ramaphosa's tenure has been horrible.
Yeah, cataclysmic.
Yeah, so if you just look at everything, any metric, it's not a good one at all.
Sanduna Ndumela. Yazi, Mina, I'll tell you one thing. Yabana, if the person in South African exists, leyamuntuloya u difficult more than anything else. Ask Pepsi. Pepsi would tell you that South African is very difficult individual. And more than anything else, I've said it once and I'll say it again. There is no power in running this country. None whatsoever. But if it's a calling, hey, I guess a calling is a calling. Sharp.
When you say Pepsi, does he mean the soda company?
I'm not sure.
I'm wondering what you mean by that. Maybe you can clarify.
He wouldn't. I don't think he's interested. But if he would, if he was to take that position, for me, it would be for his selfish reasons. It will not be to betterment of the country. It will be for his selfish reasons. The material that they have amongst Ifemelia, Busbari, Nosbari, Bajisana, with NDPs and IPPs and there's such a lot that's happening there. So, but if he had to take upon that position, it would be for selfish reasons.
Mr. Motsepe, if you ever listen to Seize the World, please, whatever happens, whoever calls you, don't do it. Don't do it, Mr. Motsepe. Don't do it. Stay away from politics. Mr. Motsepe, you're doing a great job with SAFA, with CAF, with soccer in general. Stay there. Focus on that. And yes, you are changing lives. And also, we know that you're influential behind the scenes, also in politics, but never run for presidency. Never. Mr. Motsepe, listen to me. Don't do it.
Yeah, but please heed the warning.
Patrice Motsepe, ila mathema lawa a street lawa afuna izinto ziyenzeke according to indlela yakhe. So that's why afuna ukrun for your presidency. Oh, if he wants to change the country, he can just somehow give every household a mitanyani population in 63 million. That guy is a billionaire for crying out loud. Or agasipa ma 500,000.
That's funny. That's not going to help anybody.
Why would you want to put yourself in a position whereby you're going to be disrespected every day of the month, being insulted by other political parties while you can enjoy your money sitting there or be a FIFA president where you can be respected as a the whole world, man. Why would you want to put yourself in that position to be insulted in South Africa? Nah, man. I'm with Mpo here.
Okay.
In all honesty, I wish you would. There's a leadership vacuum within the ANC. But then again, he might get there and not do what we expected. It's like there's forces within that movement that are there to, it's like, frustrate whoever is leading. The only time that I thought maybe Ramaphosa would show his colors was during this second term, whereby it's like he would hire and fire and implement because he knows it's his last term. The same way that Ngamalala did. A second term, he didn't care. He used to hire and fire and do things the way he liked, because he knew it was like, I'm going in any case. So yeah, because of the political vacuum or the leadership vacuum within the movement, I let him. Because imagine Afiki.
I think there are jobs that, just like the presidency, that require somebody to be committed to serving others. That's what it is. And I do not believe that it's a job you can take if you're somebody who has a lot of self-interest. And Patrice Motsepe is driven by self-interest, you know, and the position wouldn't suit him. I don't think people should talk you into something just because they assume you can do it better. And I think that's the challenge with Cyril. I think we all assumed he could do it better because of his business acumen and whatever. But if he was sincere, he would have known and said, hey, guys, not the whole reason I'm a businessman is because I'm a capitalist. And I don't know if capitalists are ideal presidents, so no.
Yes, I'm a face for president. I'm not convinced to have a rental of 5,000. I'm going to give a good mail. I've never pulled up on board a bunch. So I'll call for a focus on Berlin. He's doing such a great job there. I feel I'm a president.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.